How fantastic. My name's Mark Bishop, and I sell fun. I work in the CCG organisation, which is the Consumer Channels Group, and it's my job to work with our fantastic retailers to help sell these things that you see in front of you, and pretty much everything you see in a Microsoft shop. What an exciting time, eh? What an exciting time. And it reminds me about someone who said something, or you might recognise him, relatively famous. If your dreams aren't big enough, if your dreams don't scare you, then they're not big enough. Let's have a think about that. Let's look at the announcements that we were making today. We made some tremendous advances in Windows this morning, and some fantastic announcements about how we're adding even more creativity and the ability to do more built on Windows with the Creator Edition update that's coming early next year. Hey guys, if you could turn off the podium mic, so I'm not getting that, that'd be great. It's never been a more exciting time to be involved in Windows. I think we've definitely got our sexy back. That's definitely true. And I'll start off as I mean to continue, and I want to show you some stuff and a little bit of imagery for you. To be honest, it's a little tart. So, it's about dreaming big. It's about having huge goals. 18 months ago, we said 1 billion devices running Windows.
10.
We're hitting 400 million active users, people actually using Windows. And once again, it's the best release of Windows ever. But to be fair, I'm hardly going to stand up here and say we've got a new version of Windows coming. It's a little more shit than the last one. That was Vista. So, really what I want to talk about today is let's have a look at some of the exciting devices and the choices that you get. Because Windows is about choice. It's about options. And if it's wrong, we'll change it. Because in our world, it's our fault, not yours. Now, I think we do have to talk about a couple of the announcements that came this morning. And I do have to go over here, so I actually remember what I have to say. And this slide was my little placeholder for what was coming next. What we are going to see in New Zealand is the new Surface Book i7. Incredible innovation from us. We're taking a fantastic device. Let me run over here. I like to wander. Can you tell I have ADHD? A fantastic device, the ultimate laptop, and making it more ultimate. We are doubling the graphics power on the i7, and we are taking the battery life to up to 16 hours. Pretty impressive, eh? Now, it's launching in the US. Where's Nikki? I'm allowed to say the New Zealand launch date. Good, good. You only get fired once, right? It's launching in the States on the 10th of November, and it will be available in stores on December the 8th. They are with three authorised retailers, which is PB Technologies, Noel Leeming, Harvey Norman, JB Hi-Fi, and if you're from Hamilton, Heathcote. Have I got the name right? Thank goodness for that. We'll put out pricing, we'll put all those kind of things today. This has been moving pretty fast for us. These slides went into my deck about 30 minutes ago, and everything's been pretty locked down. But I tell you what, it's pretty exciting. Who likes the look of this new Surface Book? Woo! Wow! So that will be available in New Zealand. There's some other things that are going to be coming to New Zealand too, so let's take a little look at those. Again, we're bringing a bit of sexy back. This is a really nice piece of kit. The Surface Mouse and Surface Keyboard. This will also be available in retail soon. It is really nice. It's designed to go, obviously, with the studio, but will go beautifully with a Surface Book, a docking station, and a fantastic high-end monitor to make that fantastic, you know, desktop look fantastic. You're going to be able to buy those in retail within the month-ish. Yeah, thumbs up from Nikki. Month-ish. Pricing to be confirmed. But this is a premium product. The Surface Dial. How cool was this? Did you guys see the video on this? Hang on. Sorry, I can't chew or I'll choke. So I'm not going to get into the details of this. I will say that this is a US-only product. We have no New Zealand announced dates at this point, but is available in the US later this year. And of course, the Surface Studio. Are you guys a little bit more excited about this? Are you awake? Can we have what? Yeah. Thank you very much. That's what I want to hear. The Surface Studio. Oh my God. This thing is 13 millimeters thin. Holy crap. It is beautiful. 13.5 million pixels. 10 point touch. Hope I got that right. Incredibly amazing, high end for that creator. We're really, really excited to bring this into market into the US. There is no New Zealand launch date at this time, it is US only. If there is any media in the room or any press who want to actually discuss and ask more about these products, please see David Rayner or Jordana Murray. Go and have a chat with them. But I just wanted to get that clear. We ain't going to see this at the same time as the US. This is a US-only product, and we will be launching in New Zealand at some stage. Just don't know when yet. Are we all good? Those are the four other slides. Now, I like gaming. My wife doesn't like me gaming. But I like gaming. And gaming's got pretty exciting. And it's got pretty exciting for a number of reasons. So I'm going to show you a little video, and then we'll take it from there. There it is. We're up. Let's try that again, shall we? You know how things work perfectly in rehearsal?
Play Anywhere digital title and it's yours to play on both Xbox One and Windows 10 PC. Xbox, Play Anywhere.
Whoa-ho. Right. Now, before I invite my friend and my colleague up here to have a chat about gaming, because he knows way, way more about it than I do, let's talk about Windows 10, because Windows 10's on everything, right? Windows 10's on here. And I want to tell a little story. I was down in Queenstown for the opening of one of my retailers. For some weird reason, they opened a new store and our agency couldn't do the training. I had to go. Odd. And I answered a couple of emails while I was away, and I got a message back from my colleague saying, 3 o'clock in the morning. Man, that was a good night out in Queenstown. Wasn't as good night at Queenstown as she thought. It was a fantastic night in Queenstown, getting halfway through Gears of War 4 on my gaming device. Now, I'd like to invite up on the stage Jason Spiller, Morden NZ, to come and talk about some of the amazing gaming devices, have a little chat about Xbox and Xbox Play Anywhere. Jace.
Oh, thanks, mate. It's a pleasure to be here. So, yeah, as Mark introduced me, my name is Jason Spiller. I have the privilege and pleasure of looking after games for Microsoft New Zealand, which means that I don't often get to speak to an audience like this. I get to speak to a lot of audiences like Armageddon and things like Digital Nations and whatnot. And I've just come off of Armageddon, so forgive me if I still look like a zombie. And the pale-looking pallor in my skin is actually just my natural skin tone. I don't see the sun a lot, sadly. And unlike Mark, I don't have a problem with any kind of gaming because I don't have a wife. So that does help with my gaming career, probably, in some way, shape, or form. So that was one of my favorite videos, actually, is the Xbox Play Anywhere video that we've just released. It's exciting for me because it really moves Xbox from just a console experience to really Microsoft's gaming experience wherever you are. And it's all about choice. It's all about making sure that you can play the games you want in the places you want with the people you want, which I think is the most exciting thing about gaming. Gaming for me is about connecting with other people. If I look at the 15 years that I've spent in gaming, the things that I've brought out of that are the people, the friends, the communities that I've built, that we've built together, that absolutely work in harmony. I have the joy of being able to go to the US and stay with a person that I've played Halo with 10 years ago, who we're still good mates because we still play Halo. So that's exciting. And we've gotten to a point now where we can expand that beyond just a console experience into a PC experience as well, which I think is pretty cool. All right, you have to agree.
I think it's awesome. I think it's amazing.
Absolutely, and I give Mark a lot of I give him a lot of shit, to be honest, because there aren't too many 50-year-old dads out there.
I'm not 50.
So, you know, and sometimes you have to, you know, find people to play with that, you know, make a lot of sense in your age group, you know, with the same kind of commitments that you do, Mark. So, and you know, they're not as plentiful maybe as, you know, people in my age group, I think, you know, somewhere.
I'm in the 7:30 to 8 p.m. gaming set. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Just before bed or from bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally, which is good. But, you know, Xbox Play Anywhere is exciting. It's our digital content. So you can buy one of our digital games like Gears of War that we were really planning on playing for you but haven't quite played yet. And you can buy one copy, and that copy will follow you anywhere you go. If you want to play it on your Xbox, like this wonderful Xbox Gears of War console that we've just released, it is a very sexy beast. I will be stealing it once this conference is over. Or you can play it on one of these amazing devices. And the thing with that is to play a game that is as crazily powerful, that runs in 4K on PC like Gears of War, you need some truly powerful devices. And so I've got a range of devices that I'm going to show you today. Mark's going to help me because, you know, some of them actually need a bit of lifting. So Mark, you know, you might want to, don't put your back out on this one either, buddy. So if you want to come over and help me
lift this one out. I'll move my 50-year-old ass over here.
Thanks,
shall I?
Buddy. Thanks, mate. So, you know, and again, sadly, you know, he may be 50, but as you can see, I'm built quite tiny. Sadly, my frail frame can't always lift this as well. So if you want to help me out?
I'm built for comfort.
Oh, you're beast. Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm built for tight-fitting suits. There we go. So have a look at this. This is the new Omen X, and it's actually about 22 kgs worth of PC. Has anybody seen the new Omen X yet out on the floor of the hub? Alright, that wasn't as excited as I thought. I thought you guys would be quite excited by this device because it's massive, you know. So, what I like about this device is it's actually got a tri-chamber design. So many people have actually come up to me and asked me why it's on an angle. Does anybody know? We're standing too close. Because it looks cool. Absolutely, it looks cool, alright? That's half the reason you need a PC. Why do people put neons on their cars? Because it looks cool.
No, right? It doesn't.
Well, you know, again, Mark, you know that when you're 50, I'm sure your son and maybe your grandson think it looks cool.
Grandson!
So, you know, there's an element there. So what you've got with a tri-chamber design, and yes, it does look cool, but it's also for a good reason. You can't fight airflow, you can't fight physics, right? So, you know, when you've got a PC that's standing upright, airflow has to go somewhere. With this design, you've actually got airflow coming out the sides rather than directly onto the bottom of the floor of the device, heating up the device unnecessarily. So you've actually got tri-chamber technology here, three chambers. So you've got one down the bottom here. That one holds your PSU. You've got one on the side here that actually holds all of your hard drives. So they've got two separate cooling mechanisms there as well. And then the top half of the box is a third chamber. Now with this chamber, you've actually got the full motherboard. You've got two GTX 1080s. So it is a powerful beast, and you've got 16 gig of RAM, although the options with the Omen X are obviously very customizable, and you can choose how intense you want to go with this.
So I suppose that's one of the good points about that device. It is a completely customizable, like
it
a traditional gaming rig.
Yeah, which is pretty cool, and that's what I like. I mean, I've built my PCs for a very, very long time. For the last 15 years, I've built every PC from scratch, probably. What I did like about this is, you're right, it has that full customization. So you can swap out absolutely everything you want. If you just like the idea of the case, you can go there, you can swap out the hard drives, you can swap out the PSU, you can swap out the graphics cards, you can swap out the motherboard, you can do whatever you want with it with absolute ease. One of the cool things that they've actually hidden in the front here is just under the Omen logo, you've actually got a full toolkit, which I actually quite like. So you've got a full toolkit to be able to get right into this beast, pull it open and pull it apart. And if you want to have a look, I'm happy to pull the top off and actually talk through that in a little more detail as you go through.
That's fantastic. So when you're on that, and I'm sitting at home, and when my dulcet-toned princess allows me a little time to play Xbox, I wear the pants in our relationship when I'm allowed. I can be on the console.
It's very rare.
And and I can be playing, and we're actually playing the same game.
Yeah, totally.
For Gears of War, right?
You absolutely can.
And Forza.
Yes, totally. Oh,
that's pretty awesome.
Well, it's not bad at all. It's not bad at all. And, you know, the good thing about this, mate, is, you know, once it's sitting there, neither you or your wife will ever be able to move it again.
No, I won't.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. So, and I sadly won't be available to help you. Totally. And moving on, we've got another range of devices. Now, I travel quite a lot. Or as you know, I try to spend as much time around the world as I possibly can. I do like my occasional trips to New York or LA, because why not? I get bored on the weekends. And again, no wife. It does mean I can travel quite a bit. So I do like a device that I can work with, that's mm-hmm. powerful, but very portable. So I'm sure you're the same. You know, you need something when you're skiing up on the slopes, when you're broken your legs from a skiing accident and you're waiting for the medics to come and airlift you.
It's a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. There we go. So I want to talk a little bit about which devices. I think we'll start over this end, shall we? We'll start with the biggest one
the
here.
The Big Daddy.
Yeah, no, it's quite a beast. Do you want to help us? You know, I'll lift it for you, buddy. Right. I'm not sure you can probably hold it. Yeah, no, there we go. So this is the Alienware 17-inch laptop. Okay, it's quite an animal, I'm not going to lie. It's got a bit of weight to it, which if anybody's watched Snatched is always good, because if it doesn't work, you can hit somebody with it, right? So here we go. But it does work, and it works wonders. So it's i7, and as you can see, it's got a glorious 17-inch screen. Now, what it does have as well, and I really like this with the Dell devices, if we'd actually set it up, is on the back here, and this is probably the point that I want to make about this device mainly, is, oh, there you go, admin, is you've actually got a customizable port here, all right, which is one of Dell's proprietary ones. So what you can do is you can plug in an external graphics core into this beast. And that's what I like about this range of devices.
Fantastic. Right?
It is. And I'll tell you why I like it. I can grab the graphics core, right, and I can put in a card that, you know, I want, whether it's two GTX 1080s, much like the Omen X here.
Mm.
And what I can also do is I can connect this in, use it like a desktop, because with the graphics core, it'll also plug in all of your inputs, export. Well, there we go. We get lights as well. Our mood lighting's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can find some 70s, kind of a bomb bomb if you really want, but that would be odd and awkward.
You mean the 50s?
Can you pass me that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. But what you can do is once you're ready to move with this device, you can actually unplug it from the core, and you can take it with you. So you've still got enough power to run something like Gears of War on the go, but then if you want to run it on a 4K display when you're at home, You can actually plug this into the graphics core and away you go.
Fantastic. Which I quite and that's like. Probably one of the ultimate gaming laptops you're going to get out
of it. I think so. I think it's, especially at this size, especially at the 17-inch, if you're somebody that really wants a larger screen laptop, I think this is a really, really great
And
laptop.
About $3,500 is the base level model on that
that's
thing?
That's around
and then
about,
they go.
And then they go up from there.
Up to stratosphere from there.
Yeah, depending on what you want. However, if that's not cool. what you're looking for in terms of size, you can actually look at their 15-inch version as well. So similar kind of specs, obviously the 15-inch screen, it's a little bit lighter. I quite like the look of this one as well, as you can see. Oh, very nice device, good bezel. Has the same kind of ports that you would expect from the 17-inch model. And really, it just comes down to your choice. You know, you've got a very similar spec range for this, starting yep. slightly cheaper, obviously.
Yep.
But you're still getting a lot of power out of a 15-inch laptop.
It's nice.
Which I quite like. So it's good. Meanwhile, Dell also have one of their Inspiron ranges, which, again, it's different from the Alienware in terms of form factor. It doesn't have the Alienware expansion ports, so you're not going to be able to plug this one into a core.
Would that be more like an entry-level gamer?
It
or someone's
certainly
gamer
would.
And then use it for work a little bit as well?
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be a bit of a work and play device. So you've got enough power here that you can really run any kind of games that you really want to, but it's also quite light. All right, you can probably carry that one.
Oh, yeah, my 50-year-old body could carry that around quite well.
Yeah,
long.
Absolutely. So, and that's probably the real beauty of this one, is it has a little bit less weight in it. So it's a little bit more portable if you are traveling extensively. It's got quite a nice, clean design to it, which I quite like. And you'll notice that I'm talking a lot about the design of these devices because many of them, in terms of spec range, are very, very similar across the range. So it depends
on... Kind of all
on
Core i5, i7s.
Core i5, i7s, you've got those options. You've got the option of RAM there, depending on how far you want to go. And you've got a varying range of GTX mobile cards in here
Fantastic.
As well. So you've got choices. And one of the coolest devices that I think that we have here is actually the one, I'm not going to move it because it's actually running the Gears of War image you see behind you as well, but it's one of the Lenovo Y700s. This is one that I've been using recently, actually. We used it at Armageddon. Now, I do want to point out that this device, this exact device, we actually used to run our live stream for 21 hours straight at Armageddon over the weekend. So, and that's quite power intensive.
Yeah,
we're
absolutely.
Running a lot
I remember
of
last year, you blew one up, didn't you? A different device.
Yeah, it did actually.
Like,
blow one
time.
Up. Yeah, totally. PBTech had to come to the rescue on that one. Yeah,
go
absolutely.
PBTech.
So this one survived the entire weekend, which is definitely a bonus. Again, you've got the same kind of range of options on this. Now, this is a slightly smaller device again. All right, so you can get the Y700s and everything from a 14-inch right up to a 17-inch as well, depending on how you want to go.
Hey, thank you very much, Jason.
Very
That's
cool.
awesome to go through those gaming things. Now, you see the controller on the front, it's that Gears of War controller. The new range of Xbox controllers, if we're talking about devices for gaming, now will come with Bluetooth. So any of these devices here that have got Bluetooth built in, you can choose to do a keyboard or mouse, which is kind of traditional gaming, or you can use a controller like you would on a console. So you can chuck that in your bag when you go on your business trips.
And we're actually showcasing that in the hub as well.
Downstairs.
So
absolutely.
Yeah, with the Omen X, you're actually connecting in that that pink controller that's sitting there just via Bluetooth.
Hey, thanks very much, Jason. Really appreciate it.
My
Thank
pleasure,
you.
Mark.
It's all right, we'll wait for you. So we'll change it out a little bit, and we'll talk a little bit about the amazing choice of Windows devices coming to a store near you. And the first one I'm going to come over here is the HP Wave. Who's seen this? Isn't this cool? So it's kind of like your traditional PC tower, except it's got a B&O speaker in it. And this thing is actually really, really cool. It's a Core i5 processor. It has a 1 terabyte drive in it. It has ports and stuff. It's 4K ready, so you can plug it directly into your beautiful screen at home or into a monitor if that's the way you want to go. A little Bluetooth mouse set up and away you go. The fabric on this is specifically designed so it doesn't interfere with the sound coming out of the B&O speakers. It's a really, really nice piece of kit. It's got space up the top to let the sound out, and that'll be coming to us to a really cool, really nice, running Windows 10, of course. What do you think of that? Pretty cool? Yeah, imagine that in the lounge? Fantastic, my wife will never notice it. And you kind of go from those things, and let's start talking about some of the things down here. I love Windows 10 PCs. Windows 10 PCs are fantastic. Like the HP Windows 10 PC. By the way, it happens to make a few phone calls. Using the power of Continuum, I can attach it to my dock for ultimate portability. I can imagine sales reps on the road being able to kind of have this in their pocket and their PC all managed and everything, and then come back to the hotel room and they've got this kind of screen. There's nothing in here. It's just a screen and a keyboard, docks wirelessly with this, or it comes with a docking station, or I can connect it to a big monitor, or I can connect it to a full keyboard and mouse and I can get work done through the power of Windows 10 and Continuum. That's pretty cool, isn't it? It also makes phone calls. What do you think of that device? Does that deserve a bite?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah? A little bite. There. Come and touch that apple, I get a burning sensation. It's in the pocket, yeah. We don't make a watch there, Keith. Yeah. So get on the band. Right, we don't make those anymore either. Right, the ZenBook. This is pretty cool. Have a look at this. That's sexy. Look how thin this thing is. Now, what is really interesting about this device, and this is from ASUS, is this is running a full Core i7 processor. It's running 512 gigabyte SSD. It's got 16 gigs of RAM and fingerprint sensor for Windows Hello. That's pretty damn cool. It is beautifully crafted out of aluminium. It is 11.9 millimeters thin. That's pretty impressive. It is 910 grams. What do you reckon? I don't own it. So it's running that in a fantastic display. So you've got a 12.5-inch display and 178-degree viewing angle. What do you reckon? I reckon that's a fantastic device. And it comes all the things you expect to see all day. Oh, what I do like about this thing, it has a fast charge. So say I come in from being out in appointments and I'm coming back and having a quick lunch break, I can plug it in from a zero battery and in 46 minutes I have 60% battery. So I can go and grab a bite to eat, my battery's charged up, I'm ready to go and I'm back on the road again. It's also a touchscreen, believe it or not. Nice? Nice. You get the, this is ZenBook 3. And I don't have a price on this one because this one's not quite available yet, but it's coming. So you won't see this in shops yet. Then we kind of go to a little bit more of a workhorse with the other ASUS ZenBook. This is the ZenBook Flip. 360 degrees of freedom. So let's open this up. Ta-da! It's a tablet. It's a traditional laptop. Beautiful hinge. You know, really nice. Feels great. Any angle. Sit on the knee. Bring it back. What's inside this one? This is an M5 or M7. So it brings the price down a little bit. 256 gigabyte SSD. It's a really well spec, 4 gigs of RAM and a 13.3-inch screen. I'd probably call this the workhorse for your knowledge worker, you know, PowerPoint, Lite, Excel, Outlook, that kind of thing, who's out and about on the road, who doesn't need tons of power but wants a long battery life with that Core M processor. Again, carved out of a single piece of aluminium. Beautifully crafted. It is touchscreen. We're seeing more and more touchscreens. And again, it's back that way. And it's just a really nice feeling hinge. You know, you just that. Oh, it's nice. That probably looked a little awkward.
Right, what's next?
Oh, now we've all seen this on the deli. The HP Spectre 13. This is the thinnest ultrabook on the market. It is 11.43 millimetres thin. That's pretty. And it just kind of looks good, right? It has Core i7. It has the traditional SSD. It has lots of RAMs and gigabytes and Wi-Fi's and shit. But it's beautiful. Look at that screen. That would be so bad. Because this one we do own. Look at that. Imagine having that in the bag, putting that out in the office. The one thing that slightly grates on me about this is it doesn't have touch. But it is incredibly thin, incredibly light. It's not yours, just so you know, it's not a prize. What do you reckon, mate? That's Now, I'm a Microsoftie, so I am going to talk about my fave. First of all, I'm going to talk about how I work. Surface Pro 4.
Love this.
It is a tablet with all the versatility of a laptop. I think I've still got the tagline right. Is it right? Oh, wicked. Awesome. I use this. This goes in my bag and goes out to all my meetings. I save all my stuff into OneDrive and OneDrive for Business. I have all my OneNotes and all those kind of things in there. And that's what I take out. And when I travel, this is what goes with me. One reason I love this for travel is because it's not a laptop, it's a tablet. And that's one less item I have to take out of my bag at the airport. Who has a Surface? A few of you? How many of you don't take it out at the airport? And just go, tablets don't count, right? I love that. Fantastic screen. I love the 1,024 points of touch on the pen. I love the fact that I've got the Alcantara keyboard, a beautiful kind of premium keyboard. You too can have a keyboard that smells like a boot of a DB9. But a fantastic, I mean, once you've actually used this for a while, you kind of go, oh, it is nice. I like touching it. Not in the awkward, weird HR kind of way, but just it's got a really lovely feel to it. It's powered with Core i5s and i7s from 128 gigs all the way up to a 1 terabyte model, which you know, you've seen it, you love it. And this is my workhorse. Mine-ish device is the Surface Book, which obviously you saw the announcement this morning. And this is my workhorse. And where do I use them a little bit differently? Is that's great for traveling and doing the kind of PowerPoint Outlook-y light Excel work that you kind of do on the road. But when I get back into the office, we've got some ridiculously complex Excel spreadsheets that just require a little bit more oomph. And I like to use this because it runs them a lot better. I have the lovely dock into a lovely high screen monitor. And I have a stupid DX racing chair in the office because I'm not allowed one at home. And my wife doesn't know about it. And I have this. Of course, I can turn it into a tablet and go into a tablet mode. But this is what I use. I often find, too, when I'm going to be working from home during the day, I take this home. Why? Because for me personally, with Excel spreadsheets, and we're in them quite a bit, I just want that extra couple of inches of screen to work in Excel. But a beautiful design. It's the ultimate laptop. And as we said this morning, the ultimate laptop just got ultimater. But really love this. It's, you know, I know I'm supposed to say it. Shock, horror. Microsoft, he says Microsoft thing is really amazing. But I do love this, and I use it all the time. It's been my favourite device. I love using touch. How many of you use touch on your laptops? How many of you then go to a non-touch laptop and get annoyed by it? Yeah, It's amazing how that when that change actually happens, when you find yourself opening a spreadsheet with your fingers, picking up a pen, saying, hey, Cortana, take a note. All those kind of things, when you start using them, when you suddenly pick up a device that doesn't happen, it annoys you. What else can I show you? There's some cool stuff. Ah, this is cool. I actually really like this. Have you heard of a Huawei MateBook? How many of you heard of this thing? So, here it is. Runs Core M5, Core M7, and I believe it also does i5 and i7 as well. But it's actually a really nice piece of kit. Lovely leather-like keyboard that you may see a quite a familiar design story and element there. But look at this thing. Look how beautiful and thin and light this is. We're only someone else. How light's this thing? What do you reckon? Pretty light? Tuck that in, beautiful screen. And then it comes with these amazing accessories, and I was really impressed with this package. And this thing's probably going to start in pricing around about $1,300 for the base model, probably up to about $1,700 for the higher end one. So you're looking at a really good price point for this kind of thing. It also comes with a pen, and it's quite a cool pen. 2,048 different pressure points on this pen, which is twice as much as what's on the Surface. Now, my 50-year-old body doesn't have 2,048 pressure points. Doesn't really have 1,048. But if you're a designer and you're drawing and you're crafting, those kind of level of pressure points are really important. But this pen is also a laser pointer. And you can't be an amazing salesperson without a laser pointer. It also has buttons for PowerPoint presentations, so I can actually do some functions, so I can actually change my slides on the run with my fantastic pen, take some notes in my PowerPoint presentation, point at things that no one cares about, and continue my journey. I love it. Really nice piece of kit. It also comes with a really cool docking station. This is it. Look at that. It's got all the plucky things. It's got USBs and things. It's got Ethernet. It's got HDMIs and things. This is a really nice piece of kit. It's really easy to travel with. You can imagine yourself going from office to office. You've got a complete office there. You've got your tablet. You've got a PC. Really, really lovely piece of kit, beautifully designed, and you will see this probably at PB Tech in the very near future. Like I said, pricing yet to be announced, but roughly from about $1,300 to about $1,700. What do you think of that? Pretty cool. Have you guys seen that before? No, it's pretty nice, eh? What should we look at next? Okay, that's cool. This you won't have seen before, but this is the Acer Spin 7. So, Intel Core 7, 256 gigabyte SSD, 8 gigs of RAM. It's thin, it's light, and it's beautiful. It's really beautiful, and it's really thin, and it's really light, and it's touch. Fantastic to use. It has a beautiful long battery life. And look how thin that thing is. What do you reckon of that? Hasn't Acer done a good job of that? This beautiful hinge, and that's what I think they've done really good jobs with the 360s. Is you kind of grab them and you kind of go, is that robust enough? They've tested this to 20,000 full revolutions, one after the other, with no loss of rigidity in the hinge. How amazing is that, and that attention to detail? A beautiful full-sized keyboard. They've managed to get a 14-inch screen into a 13-inch chassis with Gorilla Glass edge to edge. This is a beautiful device. I don't have pricing on this one yet because as soon as I finish with this one, I've got to put it on a plane back to Taiwan. Again, this is not mine, so this is why I'm not letting it go because I don't want to drop it. And it's a pre-production model, but this thing is gorgeous. You saw the screen on it before. What do you reckon on this one? Yeah. That's got to take a bite out. I'm not going to do it because, quite frankly, it's left a bad taste in my mouth. But a fantastic device. It's, you know, just, you know, the right mode for the right moment. So you've got it in full laptop, you can put it in tent, you can put it in full tablet. What a great way to go out and work and get stuff done. And a couple of devices. But this is smart. This is now going from kind of the old Core M processor, which I think frustrated a few people, to a full i7 or i5 processor. So this has grown up in terms of performance. It has the watch hinge, which we've seen, I mean, absolutely beautiful piece of engineering. You know, full flip, Beautiful, fantastic Gorilla Glass edge to edge. It's got a fantastic battery life. This is in the gold, which I'm sure will appeal to a demographic. This one here, whoa, is actually the full i7. It's got the 256 gigs of SSD, 8 gigs of RAM. I mean, a really, really beautiful machine. Absolutely fantastic to kind of touch when you get it in your hands. This is really, really smart, and it's a premium device. You're kind of starting at about the 2000 and moving up depending on your configuration. What do you think of this thing? This thing is nice. Down this end of the room, have a feel of this. Come on. Tell me what you think. And yes, this is a pre-prod model, which is why it's got test mode on it. How beautiful is that? It's nice, eh? And that's what I'm loving about Windows devices at the moment, is that we're seeing things that are beautiful, that are exquisite to touch and exquisite to use. And that's what I'm loving about Windows devices. And my kind of final device, which probably shouldn't have been the showstopper, but is the good old Yoga 710. Again, reimagined, some better processing power. You've got the full 360, just trying to get a little bit under this PowerPoint, but it's kind of performance at a price. So some fantastic devices out there for Windows. Now here's the fantastic thing about these Windows devices, is that you saw the announcements on the Windows Creator update. Well, the fantastic thing is that you get the best Windows forever. All of the devices you've seen today will get the update that's coming early next year. How cool is that? And the update after that, and the update after that, and the update after that. Maybe. And I think that's pretty cool. What do you guys think? Well, what I'm really impressed about with Windows is innovation. About taking a Surface device in a two-in-one category and all those kind of things, and the charge led by Surface, and watching our partners look, learn, and then innovate on top of that. Seeing fantastic gaming machines coming out with ultimate power and performance for those gaming enthusiasts for who every little terafloppy dual overhead cam turbocharged neon lit thing that they want is there for them. The beautifully styled and incredibly crafted laptops for that executive on the go who not only wants great performance but wants great looks too. Or down the other end to a quick mobile worker who throws some orders into an Excel spreadsheet and goes home and goes back to the hotel and does a little bit of email and wants Continuum with a fantastic Windows 10 device and docks it with a simple thing there. And everything in between. And that's what I think is so amazing. But the more amazing thing is about the people that are involved in this. And it's the people sitting in this audience, and it's the people back in engineers designing this stuff. Because you know what? At the end of the day, characters matter. Sound?
In a world of walls, there those that divide, and those that conquer, those content with being contained, and those who will do anything to break free. There are those who meet any obstacle head on, and those who smash through it. They know if you reach past the edge, you can discover worlds you never knew. They defy expectations in ways never thought possible. Who build walls to confine us, and those who tear them down to let everyone come rushing in.
So just remember, if you get one of these things and you look at that and think, I've got the best laptop that money can buy. There's an engineer in an office in Shenzhen or in Taiwan or in Palo Alto, and he's looking at this going, it's the best we could do at the time. Because, one more thing, you ain't seen nothing yet. Thank you very much.